All right, Coach, talk about today's shortened practice.
Yeah, I felt like the guys really worked hard the last couple of days. We've gotten a million reps. Need to shorten it up a little bit tonight, get our legs back. We've got a lot of injuries right now. Just to let some guys heal up a little bit. Nothing significant at all to speak of, but some guys that need to, just get well, bumps and bruises, that type of thing. So we felt like if we went a little shorter today, some of those guys could heal up. So that was good. We'll have 2 days tomorrow, and, it'll be another long day. It's going to be hot, but we'll work through it.
You talked to the team about working on the small details of the game. Is that a byproduct of being in the middle of the dog days of camp?
Yeah, what happens is, coming into camp, I really feel like the things we needed to improve our most were our effort and our intensity and work ethic day in and day out, and that's been excellent. So, guys are still working hard, still practicing fast. Now we just got to get some things cleaned up. And what happens is guys get tired, they get a little bit worn out, have a hard time concentrating and focus at the level they need to. So, we've got to come out tomorrow and be a little sharper mentally because the physical part of it's been pretty good.
About a third of the way through camp, is the team where you were hoping they'd be at this point during camp right now, or are you hoping to see something else?
Yeah, we're a little banged up, and so I'm ready to get some guys back practicing, that we've missed a little bit. I think it's hurt our continuity in some ways, but I've been happy with our progress. I think we're getting better every day. We made marked improvement every day we've come out here, so I've been proud of that. And we just got to continue to grind through it. I mean, what happens this time is guys start doing some things a little bit out of character at this point in camp sometimes, and we got to make sure that we're doing the right things on and off the field, taking care of our bodies, doing a good job eating, all those type of things, because it's hot and we're working these guys hard, and we've got to make sure we're doing all the little things right to give our team the best chance to improve.
You didn't say it was a shortened practice. Who stood out in your eyes?
I think defensively, thought the defensive line really looked good today. Thought as a whole, I felt like those guys are making progress every day. Brandon Patterson, I think, is a guy that is a new player for us, and I think he's improving every day and getting more and more comfortable and doing some good things. IK is still showing up sometimes. He's a little bit injured right now, but he's still doing some good things day in and day out. Broha has been probably our most consistent defensive lineman, and he looks real solid as well. I also think Jamil Johnson, safety, who's a transfer, junior college transfer, is starting to really come into his own, play with some more confidence. I've been happy with what he's done. So those are the guys defensively. Offensively, kind of the same guys that have been standing out to me have done a good job. I'm real happy with Stephen Warner and the way he's performing. I think the offensive line's been pretty solid. Rob McGill's been a good guy all spring or all fall camp. And so, those guys are plugging away right now. We're a little banged up at receiver. Tyler Vaccaro is just kind of his steady self, and thought he had a good day as well. And it seems like Lennon Carter's coming on and practicing a little bit better too. So I think, competition for spots is bringing out the best in guys, and hopefully we'll just keep getting better every day.